welcome to a special episode of the official Isuzu Ute A-League podcast, brought to you by NEDS. I'm Tom Smithies, and today I'm going to bring you part one of a two-part Sydney Derby special, ahead of the big clash between Sydney FC and Western Sydney Wanderers this Saturday night at Combank Stadium. In today's episode, I've sat down with Wanderers star new signing Morgan Schneiderlin to talk about his career in the Premier League, playing for some of the great managers in Europe, and why he's ended up at Western Sydney. Sit back, relax, and enjoy part one of our Sydney Derby special with Morgan Schneiderlin. Morgan, thank you for joining us and for your time today. I guess first question the fans want to know, what condition are you in and how quickly can you play?
You know, obviously the last 6 months I haven't played a lot of games, so I understand why everyone is asking themselves this question, but I took care of myself very well. I didn't miss one training session. I'm not obviously 100% match fit yet, but I worked very, very hard to be ready for this moment, and now I feel ready, and I feel good in my body. Obviously, there's a time difference to adapt to. There's a climate was very different, because in France it's winter, here's the summer. So there's a lot of factors that need to be under consideration. But I feel good. I'm feeling good. Feeling happy is the most important thing.
Yeah, it is. A lot of debate amongst the supporters about where you will play on the pitch. What role do you expect to play? What role would you like to play?
That's the manager's decision. Now, we had a good chat, him and I, before we arrived. There was a great feeling between him and me, and that decision to come here was in part due because we had a good chat and a good phone call. I know the manager, sometimes he changed the shape. I know that now we're playing with two midfield players. My best years was when I played with two in the midfield, and when I had the freedom to go sometimes in the box, to score goals. But I can play the number six role on my own with two players in front of me as well, you know. So I'm going to adapt. It's the manager's choice. He knows that I can play in many roles in midfield, and it will be his decision.
Let's go back to your best years, particularly that period where, as we mentioned before, Southampton, just after you'd signed, they hit rock bottom, but then that climb back up, you're playing with some very skillful players, and players like Lallana,
yes,
even Ricky Lambert, like,
yes,
really skillful players.
I mean, yes.
And your role allowed you to link up with those players. That must have been fun sort of football to play.
Yeah, it was fun. It was the best time of my career, because the bond we had in the team was amazing. We knew each other very well outside the football. We were doing things together with our families, and on the pitch it was a joy to play. We understand each other very, very, very well on the pitch. And my role, yes, I played with Jack Cork, with Victor Wanyama, with many players like this, where my role was not just defensive or offensive. You know, we complement each other very well, and I had the chance, you know, to like you said, to play with players who were speaking the same language as me, and I was able to score goals and to enjoy myself very much, and it was amazing years.
As a 19-year-old, though, when you sign for a club that has ambitions, but that club then gets relegated and seems to be in a lot of financial trouble, was it must have been very nervous for you to wonder what, you know, if you'd made the right choice?
Yeah, it was very nervous, and I didn't hide to the fact that after my first year, I went to see the chairman and I said to him, look, listen, I didn't came in England and I didn't choose Southampton to play in the third division, so I had proposal from some team in the top league in France and abroad. So I say, look, I want to go, but they say to me, no, you're staying, because we're having great ambition for the club, and we want you to be part of that. And after speaking with the new manager, after speaking with the president, I've made the choice to stay, and it was the best decision of my life, because after that put me where I am now and the career I had. So yeah, just thanks to the president, to the chairman, to keep me at Southampton.
When you left Southampton, there were a few clubs were interested in you. Tottenham were one of them, but you chose United. What was the thinking?
Yeah, first I want to say that Manchester United is the biggest club in the world, you know, so I cannot have any regrets, because you realize how much this club is big when you wear the shirt, when you can feel the support of everyone. So for me, it was a dream come true, and I will never regret this choice. But on the other hand, yes, I came with like three or four very good seasons with Southampton. I had the choice, I had the chance to leave before. And that was the time where the club and I, we say, the club couldn't keep me anymore. And I was saying, I want to play Champions League. I want to go on higher level. So I had to make a choice. And I was speaking with three, four clubs in England and clubs abroad as well. But I wanted to stay in England. And yes, I spoke with Pochettino almost every day. My heart was telling me go there. But the call from the biggest club in the world, you cannot refuse, you know. So it was, I had headaches, you know, all summer. But yeah, at one point, like, I think it was mid-June or something, I made the decision, you know, to go to Manchester United. And I can't say it's a regret, but obviously working with Pochettino was something that I missed after.
You kind of answered this already, but you, when you look back on your time at United, I mean, you obviously have no regrets at all. You got to play for Manchester United, but how do you sort of judge your time there?
I judge my time. The first month were good. You know, I was playing good in pre-season and everything. And then after, I had a bit of a down. No, I don't know why. Mentally, physically, you know, I was a bit down. And yeah, it was just this. You know, I should have been the most happiest man in the world. But like I say, this feeling to be not myself on the pitch, you know, I was not really happy with it. And then we had the Euro 2016. I came back. I had a great feeling with Jose Mourinho. Great feeling. He told me he liked me. I liked him as well. I wanted to play more with him. He told me to be patient. But Ronald Koeman was calling me every day to come to Everton. And when you know that, because Everton was and is maybe still an ambitious club, when Koeman told me, Morgan, you're going to be the center of project, please come, every day he was calling me, I just say, okay, I prefer to go there than staying in Manchester United. So is it wrong? Is it good? Should I have been more patient? Maybe. And you can ask yourself 25 times the same question. Should I have been more patient? Would things have changed for me in Manchester? Yeah, maybe. But my first 6 months for Everton was very, very good. The club, I was playing with Lukaku, with Ganagay, with Ross Barkley. We had a very good second part of the season and I was playing very, very well, one of my best in years. So, I was happy at the time, but then after Ronald Koeman was sacked and then the project changed again. And yeah, there was no stability in this club, so it was up.
Some derby experiences. You played against Portsmouth for Southampton, you played in the Manchester derby. Tell me about those occasions. They must have been great to be involved in.
Yeah, it's always great to be involved on those kind of thing. You know, when you play the Merseyside derby, when you play the Manchester derby, when you play Southampton Portsmouth, even this one, you know, was amazing. Even if we didn't play a lot, because one time Portsmouth were in Premier League, we were in Championship, we played FA Cup. It's why you play football, you know, to feel this atmosphere, to feel this thing. I had the chance, I think, to win more derbies that I lost, and it's always nice after when you feel everywhere you go before this game, the week or 2 weeks before, people are just speaking about you, about this game. When you go out to have dinner with family after games and you win, you don't pay restaurant. you're the king of the city. So yeah, it's amazing, and yeah, I'm looking forward because I've heard some very nice things about the Sydney derby, so I'm looking forward to it.
Actually, that's one of my questions I was going to ask you. I mean, what do you know about the derby? And have your teammates talked to you about how important the game this is?
Yeah, the teammates, yes, the staff, the person involved in the club. Everyone told me that I arrive at one of the best moments because the stadium will be full. I know how much our fans are very supportive of the team. So yeah, I'm looking forward to having stadium with full capacity, and it's gonna be the first game in front of my family as well, my wife, my my mom, and everything. So it's gonna be great.
So your whole family's come out, or are they coming?
Yeah. They land on Tuesday there, right?
Mm. Okay, yeah. That's good. What's impressed you about this club so far?
I've heard that it's one of the best facilities in Australia. You know, so yeah, I'm very happy, you know, with our professionals, the team, the staff, the fitness coach, everyone. The gym is good. Is like I said previously, you know, of course, it's not the biggest training ground that I've known, because when the club I used to play, you know, they had amazing training grounds with a chef, with a conference room, with a meeting room, with a cinema room, with a relaxing area room, big changing rooms, big gym. But this is very good, you know. It's very useful. Is everything we need as football player.
It must help as well to have people like Yeni and Romain here, not just the language, but you know, you have a common culture.
Yeah, we have a common culture, but you know, I'm born and raised in England, if I can say, you know.
Yeah, of
because when I was 18, I came in on my own, so I had to. I was not speaking English at the time, but I put myself in a really English mode, and I think this Australia lifestyle is a bit the same. Not lifestyle, but I mean Australian mentality is a bit the same, you know. So I like. For me, it's no difference. I had the chance to speak with Marcelo, to Romain, to Yeni before I arrived there. They only have good things to say about the club, about the players, the staff. And the players made me very warm welcome, you know. So I'm very happy, and I thank them very much for their welcome.
What was your reaction when you had I presume your agent rang you and said you've got an opportunity in Australia? What was your immediate reaction?
First, I had a lot of proposition, and I was I never say, oh yes, I want to go. I was saying, no, please make them wait, you know, a little bit, make them wait. And every proposition that I had in Europe, and even outside Europe, you know, I was like, no, you know what, I don't know. And one day I was training with Nice, and then I came back to the training room, and then I saw a message from Fight Ben Kafala, who's my agent now, was telling me, Morgan, does Australians interest you? And I say, Australia? I never thought about Australia. So I was thinking. And then I told him, tell me more about Australia. So he was telling me, he was telling me more about Australia and everything. And I asked my wife, are you ready? And she said, oh yes, because she loves experience and for my kid and everything. So first I wanted to know about football before, of course, I know this is a beautiful country, a beautiful city. So obviously you want to learn, but for me the most important thing as well was the football. And then I had very good feedback, so I say, okay, let's try. And then I spoke with the manager, I spoke with everyone, and I said, okay, I want to come and I want to leave this, because as I said, you know, at my age now I needed something that every day when I come training ground I will be happy, and I want to get better every time, and to print, you know, my name in this league. That's what I want to do. I know that there was a lot of famous players who came here and who didn't reach the level, and who didn't quite play and the expectation of the fans and everything. So that's my aim, that's my target, you know. I want to play well, and I want to win things with this football club.
Join me tomorrow for part two of our Sydney Derby special, as I chat with Sydney FC striker Adam Lafondra, who tells me why he thrives on booze and abuse from opposition crowds. Until then, I'm Tom Smithies, and as always, enjoy the football. These moves looking real nice in the future. These moves looking real nice in the future. These moves looking real nice in the future. Hold up on a minute, look nice, look nice. These moves looking real nice in the future. These moves looking real nice in the future. These moves looking real nice in the future. Yeah, we look nice, future looking nice, we don't need to tell them twice. Here comes the future. Yeah, we look nice, future looking real nice, we don't need to tell them twice. Here comes the future.